this is Uncle Bob Williams with the Uncle Bob Tips Podcast. Today we're talking about do-it-yourself door replacing. At times it will be necessary to do a door replacement job around your home. You should take the preliminary steps to maintain your doors and attempt to do a simple door repair job before resorting to the last solution, which is door replacing. Basic steps to door replacing. Measure the old door to know how big the new one should be. When measuring for door frame, it's essential that you measure in several places. Measure from the top, middle, and bottom interior of the door to ensure that the opening is symmetrical all around. Next, measure the height, and then do it again for the exterior of the doorway. Accurate measurements are imperative in order to give you a properly cut and functioning door. Place the new door up against the frame. Despite meticulous measuring, modifications will often need to be made. We still recommend taking accurate measurements to minimize the amount of adjustment that will ensure. Mark wherever adjustments are necessary. Small discrepancies can be shaved off with a plane, but larger ones will require a circular saw or panel. In general, there should be a 2 to 3 millimeter gap all around between the door and the frame. When making adjustments, start from the outer edge and work your way to the middle of the door. Wood door options. Flush doors. These are the easiest to trim down to size if alterations are necessary because it's a solid piece of wood without any designs or patterns. Obviously, flush doors are less ornate, but a nice coat of paint or varnish can be impressive on its own. Paneled doors. The panel design is intended to give the wood room to expand without warping or cracking due to weather conditions. The downside to working with a panel door is that you may need to take a little off from each side to maintain an even appearance all around. Entry systems. The benefit of purchasing an entire entry system is that all the pieces interlock beautifully. The bottom rail fits in perfectly with the threshold. The door is pre-hung on the frame or will fit precisely without any adjustments necessary. Weather stripping is fitted all around the frame. Everything is generally smoother to install and runs more efficiently. Of course, this is assuming you're buying a quality system from a reliable company. Often stores will assemble their own packages made up from different companies' parts, and many times these parts will not work well together at all. Play it safe. If you're buying an entire system, make sure that all the parts fit together properly. Check that the weather stripping seals properly, thresholds line up with the bottom edge of the door, and obviously that the door and jamb are a good fit. You should read our Door Replacing Tips article for more details and tricks of the trade. You can also find more information on the door repair and easy door maintenance articles. Both are easy and economical choices over door replacing. This is Uncle Bob Williams with Uncle Bob's Tips podcast on easy door, do-it-yourself door replacement. And that's it for the podcast today. Please visit Uncle Bob's Tips for more tips and easy time-saving techniques.